The United Nations World Heritage Body, UNESCO, wants the government of Greece to stop installing concrete paths around the iconic Parthenon atop the Acropolis in Athens. Much of the work has been completed, intended to make it easier, more accessible for tourists, especially those who use wheelchairs. But critics call it criminal, and special correspondent Malcolm Brabant learned today that UNESCO itself is unhappy that it was not consulted before construction. Here's his report from Athens.
Ancient, uneven marble paths, slippery when wet. Acropolis then. Acropolis now, super smooth 21st century cement.
For most international travellers, the Acropolis is an essential part of their bucket list. In Greece, it's revered as their greatest national treasure and a potent symbol of democracy. And this path has divided opinion like never before. Some people see it as a sensible solution to help people with mobility issues, but others regard it as desecration, pandering to mass tourism, and an international scandal.
To me, it's horrible. I think that Acropolis is really wounded by these cement corridors.
Thespina Kutsumba is president of the Greek Archaeologists' Union. She's also a specialist in restoration work and one of 3,500 historians demanding a halt to the modifications.
We have an archaeological site of great importance, and we take cement, we transform it into something brand new. This is totally unacceptable.
This is a special moment for Kelly Loufaki, a Paralympic fencer. It's the first time she's visited the Parthenon since breaking her spine in a car crash.
I'm proud because I'm a Greek, and I feel that it's very accessible and friendly for me to use it all this with my wheelchair.
World champion shot putter Che Jean Fernandez is equally impressed.
You can always see the Acropolis wherever you are in Athens from afar, but to come up close, you can feel the energy, you feel this inspiration. You almost can touch it, you know.
This is the first time Fernandez has been here since breaking his spine playing rugby for Greece.
I'm a little bit lost for words because it's emotional that, you know, after so many years not being able to come up here, you feel that we're making progress as a nation, we're making progress as a society, that we're becoming more inclusive, which is fantastic.
The 2,500-year-old monument is one of the most important World Heritage Sites. Former US diplomat Brady Kiesling is fascinated by ancient Greece. He's also an archaeologist who helps to map lesser-known ancient sites.
It's the combination of landscape and history and myth and human presence that makes Greece one of the most interesting places in the world.
For an archaeologist, his view of the concrete paths is controversial.
Look, the concrete walkways that the current government put in, they're not beautiful, no. They're not a monstrosity either. They are very practical. When you have 10,000 people coming up there every day, many of them with mobility issues, it is a crime not to give them a reasonable amount of safety. Yes, the beautiful pink limestone, we've lost a little bit of it, but you can still see it. The overall picture of the place has not really been affected.
A new elevator, which takes the wheelchair bound up the northern wall of the rock, has also drawn fire. It's close to a temple known as the Erechtheion, and critics say the mechanism ruins a view that has been unchanged for 2.5 millennia. Among them is Professor Tassos Tanoulas. Until recently, he was responsible for renovating the grand entrance to the Acropolis called the Propylaea. Professor Tanoulas sent me a video message by phone urging UNESCO to intervene.
There are things which must be done immediately, and this must be stopped. This is my concern, and I think this is a huge crime which shouldn't have happened ever.
Manolis Kores is the archaeologist responsible for the concrete paths. I asked whether he had anything to worry about from UNESCO.
No, nothing at all, nothing to worry. I think the colleagues there are always convinced that things are going well and that they accept that they are already a little bit misled by some fake news.
The culture minister, Lino Mendoni, was also dismissive about the concerns.
UNESCO has known about these restoration works since 2002. According to the UNESCO World Heritage Convention, each state should give notice before making any major changes to a monument. First of all, these changes were known already, as I mentioned earlier. Secondly, they are not major changes, and in this case, Greece is not required to inform UNESCO.
But today, I was told by UNESCO that officials are certainly not happy about the way in which the Greek authorities have behaved. UNESCO wants all work to stop until proper consultations have taken place. UNESCO is also concerned that it had to learn about the modifications from critics instead of from the Greek state. The Greek Archaeologists' Union says it's happy for there to be better accessibility for those with mobility problems, but it wants the impact on the Acropolis to be reduced. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Athens.
So glad to have that report. Thank you, Malcolm.